Good lad, how's it going, bro?
Great. And you?
I'm well, man. Busy week yourself?
Yeah, busy, busy, busy.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So, very interesting story. My godson is a huge football fan, and he was watching some football content, and one of his favorite YouTubers mentioned Man of the Match, right?
Right.
He broke down how the game is developing, who you were. So I thought, you know what? I've just done FIFA. Let me email you and reach out to you. Reached out to you, started speaking, and here we are today, man. So thanks for coming.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. And I never told you, but my sister is the mu musician in the family. So for some reason, I've been the first to be in the podcast of music. So it's cool. That's cool.
Fantastic.
I can brag into her face. So
Nice. But for those who don't know, right, who are you?
So I'm Gilad. I'm the CEO and founder of Man of the Match. Man of the Match is a video game, football video game. I've been in the industry for 15 years, industry, like a tech industry for 15 years on various roles. And lately, we just wanted to, open to develop a new football video game, a unique one. Of course, we can discuss that. That's in short who am I?
Amazing. And so when you say tech, which areas were you working in primarily?
All over the place. All over the place. I've been in gaming, in cybersecurity, web, various roles from team lead, tech lead, system architecture, basically anything.
I see.
I'm one of those guys who can code your refrigerator even. And here I am, trying to conquer the world. And I've been very, very lucky to meet very talented people who is in the industry, in the gaming industry for decades, like more than a century of gaming industry experience. And that's amazing.
Sweet. And so from what I understand, Man of the Match is obviously it's a football game, right? And so obviously, so I know that you're still developing it and it's still growing. But from what you can share, what can fans expect from the game when it does come out?
Yeah, of course. So as of this moment, I just get back a bit, and because I guess some of your listeners don't really understand what is the current situation on football gaming. So just like scan real fast about what the current situation in the gaming industry. So if you go to any football game at the moment, the experience is basically the same, right? You're going to log in into the game, you pick a team, let's say Barcelona, Real Madrid, or City, whatever, and you generate some random opponent from around the world, and you just, it's your team against his team, right? But if you think about it, football is a team sports, right? There is camaraderie out of it, like the real sports, right? Not the gaming sports. Like there is camaraderie, like the locker room kind of experience. And even if you're going and playing football in your neighborhood, it's the ultimate like bonding experience that you basically will share, right? And that's something that's not really its absence in this gaming industry landscape currently. So I thought it would be a very good idea to introduce this part of this game. So in Man of the Match, basically, when you log into your into the game, you can scan your face 360. So you basically you're playing your own avatar,
Okay.
and then you are able to choose between two main roles. You can choose to play as a player, and you can choose to play as a manager. If you play as a player, you're just playing what just one character out of 11. So, for instance, you'll be the striker, I'll be the midfielder, your other friend will be the right winger, and together we're just creating 11 versus 11 game where everybody's playing their own self, their own avatar. If you're playing the manager, he's coaching those 11 lads who play the player game, right? So
Okay.
it's like a unique, immense world of football where everybody's just playing themselves, and basically it's a football universe that we're creating, and we're trying to mimic this phenomena that called football.
That's brilliant. All right, so it's quite immersive in that sense, right? Where
Absolutely.
usually a fan plays a game, but they're playing someone else, which is cool, right? But in
Right.
this case, they put themselves in the game.
Yeah.
So you get to see yourself on the same pitch as your favorite
Right.
players.
Right.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, so you I bet you know many people, yeah, like many people are doing, like, let's say myself, right? As I said, I'm 15 years in the tech industry, but I would change it in a heartbeat to be a football player if I could.
I hear that.
But I don't have talent for this. So I did something that I'm good at. And I guess that's, if you're a football fan, you probably will do the same, will feel the same. We're all like failed footballers. So this is like the ch second chance of being of experience this experience though, like, to be a footballer, right?
That's amazing. And so when you are scanning the images into the game, how
Yeah.
is that happening?
Yeah, so imagine you get your own mobile device, and we have a dedicated app that you can scan your face 360, right? Like and I'm doing this gesture of 360, yeah. And in a few minutes you get your own a realistic avatar, and it's really, really looking like you. And it is as if you're playing in real life.
Right. And okay, and so in as well, so could a fan also then have their friends do the same thing on their end and play as a community online?
Yeah, and
Okay.
so imagine you have a friends, so you can basically invite him to your club. By the way, you can the manager and the player are the main roles, but there is lots of other roles, for example, scout, club owner, and so on and so forth. So basically, you can invite him to or buy his buy him from his original club into your club, and then basically you play with your friends. And I didn't ma mention it, but it also play it's also free to play, and also play and earn. So potentially you can earn real money by playing a free game.
Hey, whoa. All
Yeah.
right, so how does that work?
Yeah. So as a user or as a gamer, you'll start the game at some club. You can pick what club you want. And each season Let me reiterate. When you go to a club, you have a contract with the club. Let's say you have a club, you are a club owner, and you buy me from my previous club, right? So you negotiated with my club, and after you negotiated, we negotiated, like the player and the club owner. The club owner can promise a percentage of his prize money. Every club has prize money. For example, let's say the first division will get the most. The clubs on the first division will get the most, and the clubs on the seventh league will get the least, but everybody will get some. When the season ends, we distribute the prizes, the money prizes, between every club, and this will, distribute by our contract. So, for example, when I decide to join your club, you promise me like 5% of your prize money, and then I get my prize money as well. Makes sense, I hope.
No, it makes complete sense. So, as I'm listening to you, what I'm really seeing about this game is this, is that it's taking football gaming from being a fantasy, right, to creating as making a reality, or making it as real as possible for the gamer, right? It's not just you play and you have like a fake amount on your screen. You're playing, right, as yourself. You're earning as yourself. That's brilliant.
And that's what we're trying to do. It's trying to really get the you're from the music industry. You know that the music industry, would you try to capture as much as emotions and deliver it into the listener, right? And the video game industry is no it is basically the same, right? It's entertainment. So we try to really get the emotion of what football is, and somehow deliver it into the gamer, because there is some, and I'm getting like philosophical here. There is some things in football that only football fans know. And by the way, I do. I would love to hear what you think about what music do you think is relevant for football?
It's interesting. I was thinking this, right? And I think the phrase really is, well, the term is that world music, right? So it's music which comes from all over the world. I know that's very vague, but because football is so universal and so global, right? There really isn't any one genre that really like ticks that box, right? And so I think why football is amazing and brilliant is that it really is gifted people from all walks of life, right? Who've made it to a certain point. So I think the music should reflect that as well, right? So you see in other soundtracks that they have, I know FIFA, for example, they have two playlists. They have one with artists who are quite established and an indie playlist also, right? And I think that is to reflect the fact that football at its core really is grassroots, right? To be fair, in music, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, right? Whereas in football, either you're good or not. So I think music in that way can reflect it in that sense by having artists who are also very grassroots. You see what I'm saying?
So every country has something different, let's say.
Exactly.
And maybe, it's that's just me throwing ideas here. Maybe doing some confusion from every different countries could be interesting.
For example, it's a good point actually. I mean, you could have, let's say, an artist from, let's say, Ghana working with someone from Poland, right? And having these original man of the match material which you can only get from the game, and also your own, let's say your own album, your own playlist. So there are a few things you can do, whereas I know a lot of games, they don't really own the music that they're licensing, right?
Yeah.
But where your game is quite immersive, I do think it'd be nice to have something where you have artists who are making songs just for the game, right?
Yeah.
Which is great because then their fans are motivated to tune in and engage with the game to hear the tracks.
That's interesting. Yeah. Interesting. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree. I agree. It could be interesting to introduce like a fusion of folk and folk music from around the world and try to like fuse it together maybe.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of music, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a an earliest memory of the first song you heard on a football game? And if so, which song was it?
Oh. Well, I can be very, very cliche and say that song two
Ah, of course,
yeah from
yeah.
FIFA 98 I
Okay,
think.
okay.
Yeah, what's yours?
You know what's crazy? I don't know what this song is called, right?
Right.
Can't remember. So my brother was playing. You know, it might have been maybe FIFA 2008, right? There was a Portuguese language track. I don't know how the song goes. I'm not going to sing it, right? I remember thinking this is a cool track. So I think that one, but I think that's the point I was saying, I mentioned earlier, right?
Yeah.
Where for me, why I like FIFA is because there's also discovery, right? You're playing the game, but you're discovering new artists as well. And
Yeah.
funny, this was pre-Shazam, so I couldn't even Shazam it to figure out what the song was called, but yeah, it's that track.
Yeah. Have you, do you think there is music that is not okay to use in football? Like, some certain of it's not right. Like, for example, let's say basketball
Yeah.
or baseball, something like that. It might be different. Like, it might be different to use it in basketball rather than football, I guess.
Yeah, I think the main thing is pace, right? Where I think, for example, you may not want to have maybe like an R&B slow jam in a football game, right? Because we wouldn't, but I think as long as the pace feels right. So I met this guy who works at Pandora. He mentioned that what they do is they have this system where they work out which songs have the same structure, right, on like, on a set level, and then from there they build playlists based on that. So I think as long as the songs have movement and there is a good pace to it, right, which works well juxtaposed to what you're seeing on the screen, it should be fine.
Like a fast pace or
Yeah, so I think as long as it's like high energy,
yeah.
as long as the high energy, right, they're interesting in the sense where the, here's what I think. I think sometimes with like music synchronization, if the song is too obvious, it's boring, right? So as
Yeah.
long as the songs are high energy and they're from artists who feel a bit subversive, right, it's fine. I think those are the two main two things, being high energy and interesting. Because my thing is, of course, you could license all the well-known tracks, but if you license obvious hits, that's cool, but how does it make the game any different to anything else,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm more interested in to know what do you think about not specific for soundtrack for the game,
Right.
but in general for football because let me iterate what I think about it.
Yeah.
Football is very much it's very much have a resemblance to baseball. Why do I think that? Because they are both old and I'm doing like a quote unquote gesture, like an old game. So you might think that for instance, you have the Champions League anthem, which is a classic track, which it's kind of fits to the occasion. Do you think it's a kind of
I see what you're saying. Yeah, because with that song, it feels classic, right?
yeah.
Okay, I see your point. It's true. I do think, yeah, I think the Champions League theme, it does work because it feels loud, it feels classic. It feels, I wouldn't use the word anthemic, right? But it definitely feels as though something is coming, you know what I'm saying?
Like heritage, right?
It's
Like
heritage, exactly. It's a good, right. So it's a good point. I think that's a good point, actually. I think based on how old a game is and what the game represents to a culture, right? Certain sound, for example, the Champions League theme wouldn't work in basketball, right? You know what I'm saying? Whereas, right, in baseball, that's true, actually. In baseball and football, well, in soccer, for example, in soccer, you do want music that feels very classic and almost as if an emperor is walking in. Yeah, something very regal.
Amazing,
You see what I'm saying? So I think, yeah, and this is what I'm saying, which is so interesting about I think gaming in general is that there are so many, I think gaming and film actually and TV, that how music can be used to imply certain things about being obvious, right? Because when you hear that theme, you know, okay, it's regal, it's powerful. And so even before the game starts, you already have these feelings about the, you know, people come to play, yeah. So
Legends just
legends, exactly.
steps on this pitch, and we just follow those steps, right?
100%.
Absolutely. It's interesting to see how people think about that, because I think and I bet you're thinking in this, when you're making the music, like the psychology of what the listener is in it. I'm thinking about it constantly, like, what does the gamer think about, like, in what state of mind is it? And football is just a specific state of mind, of very specific state of mind. So it's really interesting to think of what you think about that.
No, I think so.
I agree with you.
It's funny because up until you said that, I hadn't even thought about music in the sense of how music is used to introduce a game, right? Like basketball, I don't know, would you say it's more like, not hip hop, but it's more, yeah, I think that's it. I think also based on where, actually, I don't even, where does soccer start? What I'm trying to say basically is that there are different cultural markers you can hit with any kind of theme that elicits certain feelings. And so as you are developing the game, right, are there certain things you're pulling from any matches that you love that you're putting in the game? So for example, yeah, I'm seeing you nodding. So also,
Well, can I be philosophical about that?
course, bro, go ahead.
So, and it's very matching into music industry as well. Football, if you think about it, it's as if you're watching a series like in Netflix or something. There is, every season, there's every season, like in there is heroes, which is in our case is you, right? Because you're playing yourself. But if you're watching just football, you have the heroes like the Messi's and the Ronaldo, and we have the villains. Like if you're a Messi fan, you're the Ronaldo fan, you're the villain. And every season has a story, and every 90th minute goal is the, let's end the episode in the
Right, cool.
high
Same.
note, in the high note. So it's a lot of drama. This is why people really like football, basically. And when you introduce and we introduce in Netflix. Sorry, you introduced some music in this episode. You want people to understand what kind of event they're like. You probably know that, you know, you can change the whole environment by,
A sound, right?
yeah, by a sound. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for to set up the stage to people understand what they here for. And for your you know, I'm approaching 40, so I grew up on the 90s football. It was kind of different from current football.
Okay, also.
Yeah, it was if I think about it, you know, currently players are not not taking chances.
Right.
They are more athletes than footballers. Like there is lots of,
Interesting.
yeah, there is lots of athleticism. Like, let's say, who can I thought, Paul Gascoigne, all right? Like, this lad didn't run much, but he was absolutely talented. Or, you know, like players back that back in the days, they didn't, they weren't, they was not like athletes as much as what they were. They was like very much athlete, like talented with the ball.
I
Like,
see, I
yeah,
see.
like R9 was phenomenal. Basically, this is his name, even, you know. Ronaldo, like the Ronaldo phenomenal, like the Brazilian Ronaldo, is he was amazing. Ronaldinho, he was amazing. Those guys took chances. They shot the ball from distance. They was, you know, they people players right now are not taking chances because I think they look, they watch on the stats after the game, and if they didn't have like a good ratio of, you know, pass accuracy, people will criticize them. But, you know, if you don't take risk, obviously your stats will be good ones, right? But if you take risk, so yeah, you know,
Of course, it's
that,
all
yeah,
very
that
risky.
pass, yeah, that pass will not get through much, but when it get through, it would be
Legendary.
amazing.
That's
Yeah,
amazing.
amazing. Yeah.
It's interesting. And what do you think? Is there something that is happening culturally, right? Which is making it difficult for, let's say, people who are, I'll say this, right? Is something happening culturally where the footballers we're seeing now are more risk averse, right? Do you
Yeah.
think it's in how they're being trained, how they're being selected? I know in music, for example, unfortunately, as much as people with bad attitudes are pleasant to work with, right? The kind of person who is autonomous enough to be an idiot, right, is also quite creative, unfortunately, sometimes, right? Whereas someone who is too agreeable and too malleable isn't that interesting because they do whatever they're told. So it's a very, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm curious, in football, is something happening where, for example, the kind of player would have like soared in the 90s isn't making it as far as, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I understand you when you say like let's say the Zlatan Ibrahimovic kind of character, or you're not taking
Sorry.
that. You mean like those Zlatan Ibrahimovic that is they are very much a character, or
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, once again, okay. So I'll say this: in a working environment, you want everyone to be agreeable and congenial, which you want, right? However, when it comes to performance of any kind, right, the best performers are the ones who do take risks. And so hearing you speak is interesting. I'm wondering, did something happen in, let's say, in football, right, where, let's say, what may stuff that makes legends kind of went away? If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think two things happen. First thing is that clubs manage that to understand that if we'll have tactics, like introduce tactics, like very like which is, if tactics implemented correctly, it could be beautiful, right?
Right.
But if you take tactics into the next level, and people actually working together, you can place people who are not really talented, but athletes, like people who can run like constantly every match, who are top athletes, but they are, not that talented.
Okay.
So back in the days, if you were lazy, but you had like this magic touch of on the ball, you'd probably be a superstar.
You're right.
Right now, like in current days, nowadays, this is not the case. If you are lazy, you're not sprinting the entire match, you probably won't have even like a professional career. Or you'll spend your time in the third league or something like that.
I see. So now you're saying it's more about being athletic, right? And being able to follow strategy as opposed to, for example, being talented and unreliable. Because that's the and so for example, are there any players that you feel strike that balance quite well, where they're athletic and they're unreliable?
Like they are talented and
Exactly, yeah.
so obviously Cristiano Ronaldo is amazing athlete and talented. Mbappe, the whole the current day's superstar are like that. But I think that there, for instance, Dennis Bergkamp was amazing, like technical gifted on the highest order, but I'm not sure he was like this kind of superstar in today's
Right.
maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but I'm not sure.
That's
But
who you mean.
yeah, but then, but back in the days, if you were technically gifted, you were a superstar. That's it. Like, because back in the days, I don't remember, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but I don't remember people, pressing people like really intensively.
It's interesting how similar this is to music.
Yeah,
It's
what do you mean?
crazy.
What do you
And
mean?
well, in the sense that, once again, so it's not to say, for example, like everything has its time and everything has its own things change, which is great, right? However, in music, I won't say unfortunately, I say how it changes this, yeah, right? Before, your goal was to find someone who's very gifted, right? The person may not be ready just yet, but you take time to develop them, right? And I think because the world moved at a slower pace, the person could afford to maybe not hit every time they did something, right? When they did hit, it was massive, right? I think what we have now, which is very similar, a similar parallel to what you're describing in football, is let's not find people who are necessarily gifted, but
Yeah.
more so, I'll use the word durable, right?
Like
So they're
entertainer.
entertainers, right?
Yeah.
And they're good technically, right? But they can't be relied upon to do anything that is like really interesting or that's really going to blow you away, right? They're good, they perform, right? And but at the same time, things change. And what's the thing? I'm mindful about being critical because things can't stay the same, right? But hearing you describe what you're describing in 90s football, and then if I make that parallel to 90s music, right?
Right.
You had everyone in 90s music was a star, right?
Right.
Whereas now, yeah. You have one or two, but the rest are just there sprinting, but there isn't much magic. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? No one's
Yeah.
really scoring.
Yeah, like there is no Jimi Hendrix right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And so I'm just interested. So I'm always curious about I'm always interested in how certain things work across fields. Do you think there's something that happened culturally beyond music or beyond football, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the economy, there's something happened where the business model went from let's find one in a million, you know what I'm saying, to fight, yeah.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Yeah, I think so. Well, people actually understand how to unlock fortune.
Right.
So I guess this is how music is now. Like they know how to unlock success in music. You do certain stuff in a certain templates.
Yeah.
If you do that, you'll get success, right? This is the same in football. You have statistics and you have like people understand what players are doing what, and if you have like a something that work, that's it. You will win the championship. Back in the days, I think I don't know if it's in music, but in football, statistics was not kind of you there is no statistics and people just look at you and say,
Right.
he knows, he's a magician with a ball, let's get him into our club. And in many cases it was flop, and you had like a majestic flopped at the clubs that but in many cases it was amazing to see, that people, players will do stuff with the ball that we be just amazing. For instance, let's say in nowadays, I don't think, do you remember like Rene Higuita did the scorpion dive?
Of course.
Yeah, so I don't think if some I don't know, Ter Stegen will do something like that, he will be fired like in the next day. Like it's very risky, it's very risky to do that. Although I think it's done with in a friendly match, so it's not that
So it could be that as well, that maybe I think these things that we consider to be like these like massive like legendary moments, right?
yeah.
As great as they are, if for example, as the game has developed, they've realized, all right, cool, as cool as that was, maybe it wasn't the safest, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, these are things, okay, we're not complaining, but things have changed. But it could also be on the plus side that, you know what? Let's create an environment where things are much safer, right? And so in that in that case then, things that are riskier, or you know what I'm saying, then become abnormal.
Yeah. And I can tell you, maybe I bring it to what we're doing.
Yeah.
Basically, what we're doing, in Man of the Match, we're creating something new, and basically, an investor at first they didn't know what we're making. Like it's a something new, so it was risk, But if we manage to pull this off, this is what they think, it will be absolutely amazing. So this is the risk that they're taking. So it's the same in music, I guess, and it's the same in football. People don't want to take risks. They're
Right.
risk averse. It's so to bet on something new, it's very risky. And to bet on something new in football is also very risky because there's lots of money that involved here. And basically this is kind of,
That's the challenge.
it's a risk averse game.
What kind of questions are the investors asking? So as you're approaching them and you are saying, listen, here's the game, here's what I'm developing. Obviously, it's a great pitch, it's a great game, right? But what kind of things are they interested in working out before they, send you a check?
So it's the basically it's the same thing that we because I just
Right.
introduce. Investors are basically risk averse. That they want to remove the risk from the table. So obviously they want to ask, what kind of traction do you have? Like, for example, if people would like the game, they don't they have like this huge question mark around that. And with games, it's very risky because you don't know how the game will even look up just before you're developing the game.
Right.
So that's the question mark above that. So they're looking at the team, they're looking at on the what we achieved, and of course we have two patents, so it's also something that they're interesting in, and that's the gist of it.
I mean, to me, even when I saw the game, not even advertised, I can't forget, sorry, I can't remember what the YouTuber's name was, but when he broke down how the game would work, my grandson, he's how old is he's not he's 8, he's 9 next month, right? He was like, I need to get this game, right? And he's 9, right? And so the point I'm making is that yes, though there are risks attached to investing in a new game, the fact is it's genius, right? You have a game which takes the fantasy of football and puts it into your home, right? Right. You tune in, you're seeing yourself play, right? You scan your face, you're in the game, right? You're playing with your friends, you're earning money as you play, right? So in a way, it's almost like virtual reality in a sense.
It is, and I'll even pinch something else. We have two patents. One of the patents is that you can go as your avatar to see other people playing in
Wow.
a virtual stadium with your friends. So imagine that you're just every match on Man of the Match is an esports game. So it's a there is a day and a date that you that set it for you. So it's on a fixed schedule. So for instance, you know that you have a match for your club against the other club in Wednesday at 9 o'clock, and so on and so forth. And you can play. But let's say you have a friend that wants to watch your game. So he can go as his avatar to the stadium that you're playing right now, and watch the game with his friends. So imagine that they like we're recreating the experience.
Entire football experience.
Yeah, for you to go into the stadium with your friends.
I think it's brilliant.
Thank
I
you.
think it's brilliant because I'll say this, I think we're living through very difficult times currently, right? And I believe that art has the power to, through escapism, to help people connect and to escape their everyday lives. And not escape in the obvious sense, but sometimes life is difficult, right? And so I think what's great about football is that when you're watching these people play, right, in a way you're living vicariously through these players. Okay. And that's one thing on the pitch. But now what you're offering is the chance for players, sorry, as a, actual players at home, right, to engage with the game, not only as players, but as supporters of their friends. And
That's
so, okay,
correct.
so it's interesting. So when you play the game, let's say on PS5, for example, right, you log in and it's a virtual world that exists within the game, right? And so how are you ensuring safety? So, for example, right, is there a code one has to enter to make sure that, let's say, a random person can't enter their space? You know what I'm saying?
Can you
Sure.
yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned, for example, that let's say I'm playing, my friends can come and watch me play, right? And so how does that work? Do I need to send them a code for
No.
them to?
Yeah, so every match on Man of the Match is played on a fixed schedule, as I said.
Yeah.
So everyone from around the world, if he wants to not join the game but watch the game,
Right.
you can. And you can do it with two options. You can go to the stadium, or you can watch, like, we record every game from our servers, so you can watch it as is, as if
Okay.
it's like TV, and you can be also the commentator.
Wow.
So we won't have any commentator in Man of the Match. You can be the commentator and broadcast to anyone.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think what's great about what you're describing as well, it's also showcasing the value of every single person who's engaged with the game, right?
Right.
Not just the footballers, the fans, the commentators. Now, on the back end, right, what kind of people have you been working with to develop the game, right? Are they people that you met during your days in tech? Are they new people? How did you select the team that you've ultimately decided to go with to build this product?
Yeah. So, most of the team I didn't know before. But I've learned to, to I've learned to know them down the road.
Right.
I picked a team with two main characters. The first character is, a grit, people who really is like hungry for, for this game to go out.
Yeah.
So because I think, talent is okay, and you can earn your experience down the road. But if you have this grit to, work on this problem or think about this problem, even if you slip, it has to be internal motivation, for you. Like, if you, of course we have like the funding to pay you, but if I throw money on you, you'll do the job and then
Right.
that's it. But if you internally want it to be, to be
Succeed.
great, yeah, to be great, it has to be from within. So I really seek for those people who are really, really hungry to make this game great. And the second thing is that, it's optional, but I really try to do that. So people who really like football, because
Yeah.
to be honest, I'm not sure that the other football games
Okay.
really like it.
Okay.
But who knows?
You know, who
Yeah.
knows? That's interesting. Okay, and so I think we spoke through my email about the game's development and timelines, right? So without saying anything that you can't share, when can fans expect to hear a new update on the game's development?
Yeah. So the last update we've sent not even the our fans, but to the world, we published our latest version, which is the pre-alpha. The next version will be around a few months. It will
Sweet.
be I'm not sure it will be pre-alpha or alpha, but it will be testable alpha, so people can actually test it. It won't be open test, but we will select people from our community, and they could basically test it. After that, we will do the alpha. If it will be pre-alpha, then it will be an alpha, and then beta, then the release.
Fantastic.
The release currently is postponed from 2025 to 2026.
Yeah.
But hopefully it will be, I want to play it myself, so
No, but the thing is that good things take time, right?
yeah,
And I
absolutely.
think, as you mentioned, what we're doing is very, it is so different and it's so unique, right? And because no one's done this before, I think it's worth taking the time to do it, because then the risk then is if it doesn't work out, then it kind of puts a damper on anyone else who wants to try something different, if that makes sense. So I think honestly, it might take your time.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think also it's we not we can all right, let's say current football video games are basically on a yearly release, right?
Yeah.
Every FIFA or EAFC, it's a it's the EAFC plus
Right.
the year. We're not doing that. We're just doing like a constant. We're releasing one time, and then we constant upgrade the game,
Okay.
so we can basically have a lean version of the game, and then upgrade
Build upon it.
as we go.
Interesting. And so in that case, for example, as people are playing it and you are seeing what the response is, you can make updates to accommodate what their needs are.
Absolutely.
It's
Absolutely.
interesting. Listen, I'm looking forward to this game, bro.
Yeah.
And I keep telling this story because I saw it advertised, not advertised, but I saw it being discussed, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? It looks amazing. Let me email you. I reached out to you. You're very kind and very gracious. So it's great to have you here to discuss this because I'm very serious. Like I'm a gamer myself, so I
Yeah.
can't wait to play this game. And also as well, I prefer open world games to games that aren't open world, right? So
Yes.
the element in which allows you to scan yourself into the game, right, and be a player, I think is so great. Also as well, going a little bit deep here, I think for someone who maybe like let's say lacks confidence in themselves, right,
Yeah.
being able to like be in the game, right, and see themselves in that position.
Yeah.
Mental, bro. So honestly, like, thank you very much. This is amazing.
Absolutely. I'm really happy to meet you and talk to you. It was really interesting, guy. And talk to you to the fusion of football and music. It's really interesting. And I like football myself, music myself. So, it was so cool.
Nah, listen. So, I mean, hopefully we'll talk again soon. Where
Absolutely.
can anyone who's interested in the game learn more about what's coming?
Yeah, so you can go to our YouTube, our Twitter, our Discord, or go to our website. It's MOTM.com. dashgame.com. And basically learn about it from there.
Fantastic. Gilead, have a very nice day.
Thank you.
Talk soon, bro.
Cheers.